in the late 1980s, the RTA made big changes in the way it monitored the quality of work by contractors. What effect has this had on the construction quality and performance of roads? David Dash.
Well, we moved into, and this is a different area, into what's called quality assurance, where the contractor does the testing, and there's still debate how effective that is, and the RTA's in-house ability to do testing has decreased quite markedly.
You know, if the RTA would find that, say, a road wasn't up to its standards, what could you do about it?
It's extremely difficult with concrete because once the material has gone through the paver and hardened, the only correction is to remove it, which is a complete catastrophe, really. And this is a political risk as well. And so there's enormous pressure to retain a product that you may not be completely happy with.
At the end of the day, we can say that we have built very, very good pavements under both systems, and we have also built pavements that we're not so proud of under both systems. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to the site staff and the attention and care that's taken with quality control and the overall consciousness of the staff on site and of the company involved or the authority involved in how much emphasis they're going to place on quality of construction.
It gets right down to grassroots levels. The guy who's piloting the paving machine, the guy who's setting up the string line, the guy who's watching the quality and uniformity of the concrete coming out of the plant, the guy who's tipping the concrete out of a truck, the guy who's in charge of the finishing the surface off, the sawing of the joints, the sealing of the joints, they all add up. So it comes right from the top of a road authority having what we'd call good design standards and good specification standards right down to the fellow on the end of a shovel in the road. It's all the way up and down the chain.